Well, good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks, and happy Monday to you in the middle of this Christmas season. I hope that you are doing well. We jump back into our series called Away from the Manger, where we're kind of looking at this idea that Christmas is just the beginning. And there's this phenomenon, right, that everybody's okay with Jesus as long as he stays in a manger. 11 months out of the year, no one wants to talk about Jesus. And for 1 month out of the year, man, everybody's united about him as long as he stays in the manger. So we're just talking about this reality that really Christmas was, it was just the beginning, looking at passages where Jesus talked about the prophet Isaiah, and Isaiah talked certainly about the Messiah, about Jesus. And so we looked at Mark chapter 11 this past Sunday, and we talked about how when Jesus was coming into town, there was this cursing of the fig tree where Jesus comes off looking kind of bad, like an angry guy, like, well, the tree didn't have any figs on it, so curse you, right? But there's a point that Jesus is making, is that the tree had all the signs of fruit, but actually didn't have any fruit on it. It had the signs without substance. And so we talked about how we tend to have the signs of religion a lot of time without relationship, the signs without substance. And then Jesus goes into the temple and he clears out the temple because the corrupt money changers were there. The corruption that was coming along with people who were investigating the sacrifices that people were bringing. And so, you know, they just kind of had a captive audience there. And so they were creating a barrier for Gentiles and others to come to know God. And the point of the feast there, the Passover, was that people could come to know God, bring a sacrifice, and come to see that God was going to sacrifice for this. And we kind of compared it to Disney. We said, you know, like everywhere else in the world, like a Coke costs $1, and at Disney, a Coke costs $1,500, but they've got you. I mean, you can't buy a Coke right anywhere else. And so I think everyone who likes Disney a lot got mad at me. But anyway, it was the best comparison that I could come up with. And so there was just corruption there. And man, it made Jesus angry. He comes rolling into the temple with a whip and he clears the place out. And because Jesus would not stand for people to have a barrier in front of them, falsely put in front of them to get to God. So we talked about how activity is just the default mode of the human heart, right? That there's this difference between activity and intimacy. We highlighted the reality, you know, husbands and wives, they can be in the same house, they can be working for some of the same goals. They're helping the same kids with homework, going to the same sporting events, sitting beside each other, cleaning, organizing, striving, saving, doing all of those things. They can be very active and not be very intimate. And when you lose intimacy, I'm not just talking about physical intimacy, I'm talking about knowing and being known. When you lose intimacy in your marriage, then everything just feels like drudgery, doesn't it? It just feels like work, not love. And so our spouses were given to each of us to teach us about intimacy with God. And we hammered that reality that being busy for God is a lot easier than being near to God. We talked about the story in Genesis chapter 9 about Moses. It's so ironic that whenever God wanted someone to build the ark and he couldn't find one righteous man in the world, that he goes and he finds Noah. Excuse me, I said Moses. I meant Noah. And he finds Noah. And Genesis chapter 9, after the flood is over, there's this weird story that we don't talk about much, but Noah gets caught, passed out drunk, naked in his tent. And I shared with our church, it kind of feels like hillbilly comedy to me, like, who does that? And so what happens is Noah's son sees it, and he makes fun of him, and Noah sobers up, and he ends up cursing his son. And certainly there's a lot of things that maybe went on there that we don't know. But if you think about the irony of that, here's the one guy in the world that was righteous. And it seems like maybe even Noah got caught up in activity with God and things became mechanical. He loses his intimacy and he finds himself in a similar position that we do a lot of times. So as Jesus and the disciples leave town after this event where he clears the temple, they walk back by that tree, and Simon Peter notices the tree and it's withered, and he says, look at the fig tree. And Jesus looks at the disciples and he doesn't explain it. He just says, have faith in God. That's his answer. Have faith in God. And you drop back and you say, what do we learn? What do we learn from that? And I think the reality is that, you know, in their culture, figs were this representation, fig trees were this representation of God's blessing and provision in their lives. But in their culture, they equated that with religious activity, with the temple. And really what happened was figs just, they became a cover for a lack of intimacy, which it takes us all the way back to the Garden of Eden in some ways. You know, when Adam and Eve are in the garden and they sin and they want to kind of try and fake it, what do? They cover themselves up with what? With fig trees, fig leaves. That's how they think they're going to make it. They're going to cover themselves. And when Adam and Eve are, they experience the curse of sin and God tells them they're going to have to leave the garden. What happens? There's a sword placed at the door, a flaming sword that says you cannot come back in. And throughout Israel's history, they learned the only way to God's presence was through the sword. For millions and millions of sacrifices that were brought to the temple, the sword was applied to the sacrifice, and it sent a message that the only way you could come to God was through the sword. And so we don't know what to do with the sword, right? But Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 53:8 about Messiah. He says, by oppression and judgment, he Messiah was taken away. As for his generation, who considered that he was cut off, literally that he was sorted out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. Isaiah says that what Messiah is going to do is the Messiah is going to be the one who takes the sword. And so we know that to be Christ, that the Messiah came, and the message of Christmas is that Jesus has come and given his life for us. So what? So become a worshiper and not a consumer, right? Consumers show up and say, here's my investment. Now, how can I maximize it? How can I get the most for my money? Here are my preferences. And a worshiper says, God, here's everything I am, everything I have, everything that you have made me to be. Now, what do you want? What can I give? And God wants our service fueled by his presence, by joy. He is not content to hang out in the suburbs of your heart. You and I, we have to bring him downtown. So I'm going to pray that for us today. Father, I pray that you would, today as we approach this Monday, the Christmas season, that we wouldn't allow busyness and activity to be the things that define us. That God, we wouldn't push you and marginalize you to the edges of our heart, but rather, God, we would bring you to the center of it. We would bring you right downtown, let you have authority and control of our lives. And so we offer that to you today as, Lord, our sacrifice, not because we have to, but because we want to, because we're drawn to you through the love that you've expressed for us. Now I want to give you the opportunity to pray. Well, once again, thanks for being with us on the Drivecast. I hope that you're taking the opportunity to think about Christmas Eve services that are coming up. I know in Lewis Center, we're going to have three of those at 3:45, 5 o'clock, and 6:15. So I hope that you are inviting friends and family to come with you and to join us. God bless you. Have a great day and a great week.